Hey, this show has been out since 2016. It's been downloaded over 3 million times now. Yet, we haven't gotten to 1,000 reviews yet. So can you please help us get to 1,000 reviews in the year 2021 by leaving a review of the show on Apple Podcasts right now? While you do that, let's get to the business. Being an athlete is one of the easiest jobs you will ever have.
Stayallday.com.
Work on your game.
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 Approaching the game aggressively, with that aggression, with that confidence to dominate a game.
Dre Baldwin, DreAllDay.com.
Work on your game.
The self-confidence and discipline secrets that you're not supposed to know are contained in my book called The Mirror of Motivation. And here's what's great about it. I'm going to give you a copy of this book for free so you can reignite your passion, unlock your drive, and watch your energy explode. All you need to do to get this book is go to mirrorofmotivation.com. Right now, I know you're on your phone. Go to mirrorofmotivation.com. Tell us where to ship the book. I'll pay for the book. I'm giving you the book for free. All you're going to do is cover a small shipping charge, and we're going to ship that book to you worldwide, anywhere that you live. Again, that is mirrorofmotivation.com. You're now tuned into the show where you learn the discipline to show up day after day to do the work, the confidence to put yourself out there boldly and authentically, and the mental toughness to continue showing up, doing the work, putting yourself out there, even when the success you've expected to achieve is yet to be achieved. And on top of all this, you get a huge dose of personal initiative. That is the go-getter energy that moves any one of us, including yourself, to go and make things happen instead of waiting for things to happen. And we put all this together into one bundle, one package, one mindset, one method, one philosophy, one book, one process, and you're listening to the Daily Masterclass that is called Work on Your Game. My name is Dre Baldwin, also known as Dre All Day, and welcome to the show. And today's topic, business requirements that you do not learn in the sports world. Now, while I have talked about and I actually have translated many of the tools that I learned in the sports world as a 9-year pro athlete, and I've translated many of those tools to the business world, and I wrote a book about my book, Work on Your Game. The subtitle literally is, I got the book right here, Use the Pro Athlete Mindset to Dominate Your Game in Business, Sports, and Life. So while there are many aspects of being an athlete that do translate directly to the business world, such as showing up every day and doing your job, the same principles I talk about in the intro here to the show, of being willing to put yourself out there and perform and be bold and be authentic about the way you do your work, dealing with setbacks and challenges, dealing with losses, dealing with the fact that things aren't going to work out, and being able to be a self-starter, going and moving yourself to action, even when you don't quite feel like taking action or when nothing's really happening, being willing to and able to be that fire starter who just can, you know, make things occur, even when nothing's really popping off. All of those things are necessary as an athlete. They're all necessary as a business person. However, with all that being said, there are many aspects of the business world, of being an entrepreneur, being the CEO of a company, which I am today, that you do not learn in the sports world and that you cannot get from playing sports. You have to be in business to learn them. You have to be in business to know them and to implement them. And today, and also in tomorrow's episode, we're going to make this a two-parter. I'm going to share what those aspects are that you do not learn being an athlete. You got to be in business to know this. And this goes hand in hand with what I was talking about at the end of yesterday's masterclass, where I talked about how being in the trenches and actually doing the thing is a level above being in a classroom and teaching the thing. When you're in a classroom teaching the thing, every minute that you spend teaching it, you're not 10 toes deep in the game learning what's going on or knowing what's going on or implementing the things that you know. Because when you implement the things that you know, there are going to be some little intricacies or maybe some big things that you realize, oh, damn, maybe I need to edit a little bit of the way that I'm teaching this because it's a little bit different when we get into real life. It's a little bit different from the lab test. And that's exactly what I mean when I say, hey, there are certain things that, many things rather, from the sports world that do apply to the business world, but there are many things in the business world that you don't get playing sports. And that's the topic here today. It is not a direct translation, many business tools. And today and tomorrow, I'm going to explain a few of them. This is not all of them. This is not a conclusive list. I may make extra parts, but these are a few of them we're going to talk about today. The biggest ones that any of you who is an athlete needs to make sure you go learn and find out about. And any of you who's in the business world, these are the things that those athletes cannot match you at. They will have to be in the game like you are to know these things. And oh yeah, because I've done both, I'm able to talk about this. Point number one, topic once again, are things, elements of the business world that you do not learn in the sports world. First one is infrastructure. What do I mean by that? In the sports world, all your infrastructure is set up for you. An example would be, let's say Tom Brady or LeBron James, or who's another great athlete, Ronaldo. When they show up to the game to play football or basketball or soccer, all the infrastructure has already been set up on their behalf. In other words, the team or the league or whoever has already done all the marketing so that the fans know that there's a game. The fans know where the game is happening. The fans know where to buy tickets. The fans are all excited, not because Tom Brady and LeBron and Ronaldo were going around doing promo for the game. Maybe they did a little bit. Maybe they did because they wanted to, but they didn't have to, because the leagues and the infrastructures of the teams that they play for did all the marketing for them. You understand? Who sold all the tickets? Was LeBron James riding around in his car, jumping out selling tickets out of the back of his trunk, or asking for donations so his team could travel to Orlando to play in a basketball game? He didn't have to do those things. The league did all the selling so that the tickets are sold and that the stands are full, at least when stands are allowed to be full. The media, the TV networks all know about it, and their media passes, and people have TV shows built around talking about this big sporting event that's about to happen. Tom Brady didn't have to call the media. He didn't have to pitch himself. He didn't have to put out a press release. Again, maybe he might do those things, but not because he has to. He did them because he chose to. The game is already going to be sold out and hyped up, and everybody's already talking about the Super Bowl, not because Tom Brady did anything to hype people up, because all he has to do is show up. The leagues, the teams, they did all the media to hype that game up. The facilities. When the Lakers play a game in the Staples Center, where the Los Angeles Lakers play, who cleaned the floors? Who made sure that all the concession workers are there? Who makes sure that the lights are working? Who makes sure that the PA announcer is going to be there and make sure everyone gets into the building and they got the right entrances and the security staff all working? Now, LeBron's not organizing all that before the game. All he's doing is going to the locker room, getting ready to play ball. Somebody's in control of all of that facility setup. What about the audience? Making sure the audience is in there and everybody's ruly and doing what they're supposed to do. The systems that are in place, making sure that things run properly, the strategy for what are we going to do next? What are we going to do after that? The support staff, the people who wash all the towels and make sure the uniforms are clean and the players have clean socks and make sure that the seats are cleaned up after the last game when somebody spilled popcorn and soda in the third row. Who's doing all this stuff? The athletes don't do any of that. When you play a sport, all you do is show up and play your sport. This is one of the reasons why whenever I talk about the transition from the business world, from the sports world rather, to the business world, and this is something that athletes sometimes get annoyed with me for saying, but I'm going to keep saying it over and over again because it's fucking true, is that being an athlete is one of the easiest jobs you will ever have. And that is not because it is easy to be an athlete. I said easiest was a relative term. It's one of the easiest jobs you ever have because you only have one job. As an athlete, all you do is come to the gym or to the pool or to the track or to the field, and you play or practice or whatever your sport entails. That's all you do. When you are a business person, when you are a CEO of a company, all of those aspects that I just laid out, you are responsible for all of them. At Work On Your Game Incorporated, I am responsible. I'm responsible for all of these on some level. It doesn't mean I have to do them all, but I'm responsible for them. Meaning, even if I get someone else to do them, I'm responsible for that person that I got to do it. If I hire someone to do it, I'm responsible for the person that I hired. Meaning, if they fuck up, I got to check on their fuck up and make sure that they fix it. Or I got to get rid of them and find somebody else. I'm responsible for all the marketing. I'm responsible for the sales, for the media, the facilities, the audience, the system, the strategy, the support staff. I'm responsible for everything. And I got to do the performance. All of it. When you play a sport for a living, all you do is show up and play. In business, you do everything else. This is one of the things that you do not learn. When you are a basketball player or a football player or a baseball player, you do not learn about running a facility, hiring and firing staff, making sure that there are no different levels to management and making sure everything is in the proper order and organizational flow charts and who's doing the marketing and who's doing the selling and who's doing the media promotions. What are the systems in place to make sure everything is running smoothly, making sure that you're actually selling your product? All right, LeBron James doesn't have to sell anything. Now, does he sell things? Yes, he does. He has TV shows and he does business deals outside of playing ball, but he doesn't have to do those things. If he just wanted to play ball, he could just play ball and live off of his salary and endorsements, I'm pretty sure. I heard it pays well what he does for a living. When you are in the business world, you're responsible for everything. So you do not learn these things being an athlete. And whatever it is that XYZ athlete, any athlete you want to name, no matter how much they do off the court or off the field while they're playing their sport, they are not immersed in that business world thing. Just like we talked about in yesterday's episode, how being a teacher of something is not the same as being a person who's out there actually doing the something as a full-time job every single day. No athlete is fully immersed in the business world while they're still playing their sport. I don't care how much they tell you or how much some article that's fawning over them telling you how many things they got going on in the business world. They're not immersed in the business world because they're still playing their sport. Now, you cannot do both at the same time at a full-time level. It's impossible. I know. Again, I'm qualified to say that. In the business world, you have a lot more things you got to have your hands in and be involved in than you do in the sports world. That's the great thing about a sports job is that you only have one thing to focus on. Doesn't mean it's easy, but you only have one thing to focus on. There's no other job in very few other jobs where you only have to do one thing. And damn near every other job, you got at least two things that you have to do to get yourself known and out there. And another thing is in the sports world, you're literally playing a game for a living. Point number two, topic again today are business requirements, skills that you need to do to be successful in business that you do not learn while playing sports. Number two, doing the thing better is not always the answer in the business world. That can be the answer in the sports world, but it's not always the answer in the business world. For example, if I'm playing on a basketball team and our team is not successful, we have lost our last three games. What is the answer to that problem? The answer to the problem is obviously we want to win more games. So what I'm going to do is get even more focused and even more locked in. And the next game, instead of scoring 20 points, I'm going to try to score 40 points and play even better defense and grab even more rebounds. And ideally, if that works, we're going to win the next game instead of losing the next game. I'll score more points. I get better at playing. I'll make 50% of my three-pointers instead of only making 45% of them. And I get better at playing. My teammates get better. We win a game and everything's better. All we had to do is do the thing better than we were already doing the thing and the problem is solved. In the business world, you could be the best podcaster in the world. You could be the best singer in singing, the best author in the bookstore, the best coach in the coaching system. But none of those guarantee that you will be successful in business. I.e., when I say successful in business, because that can mean many different things, let me give a definition to it. What I mean here in this example is making more revenue and or generating more attention. For example, has any of you who's listening to this ever read a book and said, damn, this book is amazing, but it's not a best-selling book. It's not in the New York Times list. It's not on the front shelf when I walk into a Barnes & Noble, but it's an amazing book. It's better than some of the books that are on the front shelf. You ever listen to a podcast? Maybe this one. Wink, wink. You're like, yo, this podcast is better than some of the podcasts they got listed in the top charts. It's better than those, but this one is not as famous as one of the ones that's in the top charts. Any of you ever seen something like that? Being better at what you do in the sports world pretty much pushes you to a higher level in the sports world. You score 20 points, you get a certain amount of attention. You score 30, you get a little bit more. You score 40, you get a little bit more than that. And if you're doing it consistently, 20 points, you get a certain level. You start scoring 30, a little bit more people watching. You start scoring 40, you got TV cameras, everybody's coming. Everybody's talking about you. If you just do the thing better and better and better. In the business world, doing things better and better and better does not necessarily guarantee you anything. Now, being good matters. I'm not telling you that it doesn't matter to be good in business, but just being good alone is not enough in the business world. You follow what I'm saying? Business requires the additional step that sports does not require. The step is getting the word out about your game to the world. In sports, LeBron James doesn't have to tell everybody that the Lakers are playing against the New York Knicks tomorrow night. Now, again, he might post on his Twitter, like, hey, I'm all excited for the game in Madison Square Garden tomorrow. Let's do it. Lake Show, whatever his hashtag is. He doesn't have to do that, though. If he does it, maybe that'll get some people talking about it that weren't thinking about it. But everybody knows that the Lakers are playing the Knicks. You know why? Because ESPN's been talking about it for 3 days. They've been running commercials about the game. They've been posting it on Twitter. They got some people who are going to be talking about it. They hired as influencers to hype up the game. They are the Madison Square Garden has got it playing on the marquee outside of the building when you walk past the building in Manhattan, telling you about the game. 20,000 people have tickets to the game. Again, when 20,000 people can have tickets to a game. All of these things, all this infrastructure is in place to hype that game up. The Knicks are doing their thing to hype the game up. The Lakers are doing their thing to promote the game. The NBA is promoting the game. ESPN is promoting the game. Everybody who talks about basketball for a living, and there are a lot of people who do that, reporters and influencers and bloggers and YouTubers, they're talking about the game. You got this whole infrastructure of people who are hyping up that game. All LeBron has to do is show up and play. Now, when you're the person running a business and you have a game, let's say you got a podcast episode, or you have a book coming out, or you have a new course that you're launching, or you got a coaching program you want people to get into, where's the infrastructure to hype that up? Where's the infrastructure to market and promote that and to sell that and to get people excited about it? Well, you shouldn't be looking to your left and your right for that infrastructure, because you should be looking in the mirror, because you are the infrastructure. And if you don't know that, then you probably don't have any infrastructure. And that might be a good reason why you're not getting the kind of attention that you want to get. In the sports world, since the infrastructure is in place for you, if you just do your thing better, you get more rewards and more results. In the business world, since the infrastructure is not in place unless you create it, doing your thing better, you'll still be better, but you may not get any difference in result if you don't have people actually knowing about it and you don't have a system or process for making sure they get the tangible value from it and that you get the tangible value from giving them tangible value, i.e. sales. In sports, the infrastructure does all that things for you. In the business world, you must do it for yourself. And again, you do not learn this playing football. Point number three, today's topic, once again, we are talking the business skills and tools that are necessary that you do not learn playing a sport. Number three, being an asshole is not a good strategy in business, even though it could kind of work for you in the sports world. And I'll explain. Damon Dash, who's a person that I talked about in my virtual mentors episodes, I believe that was episode number 488. Virtual mentors number four, Damon Dash. Now, Damon Dash often says, heard him say this many times in many of his interviews, he says, if your work is good enough, now Damon's not an athlete, Damon's a business person, entrepreneur. He says, if your work is good enough, you don't have to be a nice guy. You don't have to be friendly. You don't have to be cool with everybody. Because if your work is really, really good, people have to come to you and they don't have any other choice. Now, I will say, I do not agree with the general idea of that statement by Damon Dash. I do not. However, Damon's statement does require some context. Because even though Damon Dash is famous for saying this, he said it many times that you don't have to be a nice guy. You don't have to be cool with everybody if your work is good enough. And it's almost like he's kind of like owning this persona that some people have put on him of being this asshole that's not cool with a lot of people. And apparently he is not cool with a lot of people. And to many people, he is an asshole. At the same time, there are a lot of people who actually do like Damon Dash. He doesn't talk about that, but there are a lot of people who do actually like him. And that's a big reason why he's able to do as much business as he does. Even though he may have some enemies or some people who are not so fond of him, he also has a whole lot of allies. And that is a big part of doing business. And any of you who's an entrepreneur, any of you who's in a professional world, tell the person sitting next to you or the person who's listening to this with you, how many times you have created opportunities based on just how good you were versus how many times you create opportunities based on having good relationships. I would bet that you've probably created more opportunities off of relationships than you did off of skill. That is not to say that skill does not matter. Skill matters after the relationship matters. Like you heard my former college teammate, Wes Pfeiffer, talk about when I had him on the show. He said, to get hired as a coach in college basketball, the first question is, do I know who you are and do I like you? Those are the first two questions. And the third question is, are you actually good? The relationship comes first in the business world. In the sports world, you don't really need a relationship. You have a guaranteed contract. People don't have to like you. If you go out and score 30 points, all right, you're serving everybody anyway. The fans got what they wanted. Your team won the game. You're the owner of the team, made some money because your team is winning more games. You sold more jerseys. The league made money. All the fans are talking about you. You could be an asshole. It doesn't matter. All right, everybody benefited from it anyway, because your relationships with whoever have no bearing on whether or not people are showing up to the game for the most part, as a general rule here. All right. Now, if a player is a real asshole, people are like, well, I don't want to come and support that team. Yes, that can happen. But as a general idea, a player or performer in the sports world being an asshole does not affect the bottom line of the business, generally speaking. So just to put Dame's statement in context, not like the whole world hates him. In the sports world, you can be an asshole as a person, but if you're good enough when you perform, you still get paid. You're still the man. The team still eats off of your performance. Everybody wins. In the business world, if you make enough enemies, people will do everything that they can to shut you out, no matter how good you are, no matter how well you perform. Now, I don't know where in the world you are, you who is listening to me right now. I don't know how much you pay attention to world news and government and politics, but I think we got a pretty good idea of how that can happen with former President Trump. Now, how good or bad he was as an actual president, I'm talking about things that he did policy-wise, and the things that he did as far as helping people who are underprivileged or helping the economy or doing certain things. I'm talking just policy-wise, as far as like looking at his track record of what he did governmentally and politically. Some people will say that he did excellent. Some people will say he did terribly. Regardless of that, when you look at all the things that really got talked about with him, it most of the time had nothing to do with his policies or any type of treaties that he put together or bills or laws that he passed. Most of the conversation about Trump had nothing to do with any of that, did it? Most of the conversation about him had to do with the fact it stemmed from, no matter what the conversation was, positive or negative, it all stemmed from the fact that he had a lot of enemies. And those enemies did everything that they could to try to make him look bad or pull him down. And maybe you're saying, well, Dre, he did things on his own to make him look bad. Well, that is exactly my point. All right. A lot of people, anyone who had something to say about him, usually we're talking about their personal opinion of him, not about his policies or his governmental work. It got pushed to the background, which is exactly my point. Your work gets pushed to the background when the relationship is strong enough. That relationship can be positive or negative. Have you ever seen someone in the business world? Any of you ever been to a conference and you've seen a speaker who was really trash? And you're like, who the hell booked this mofo and paid them? I guarantee you the person who booked that mofo and paid them is someone who had a really good relationship with them. Had nothing to do with their skills. Has any of you ever seen someone who was really good at what they do, but for whatever reason, they're not able to get the opportunities that they want? It's because that person, for whatever reason, either has poor relationships or has not built any relationships. So despite how good they are, they can't get the ROI from the game that they actually have. This is how business works. Sports, none of this shit matters. So you won't learn in the sports world how much relationships matter. Now, can a relationship get you a contract in the sports world? Yes. Can a relationship keep you on a contract or get you fired, a good or a bad one, relatively? I mean, respectively, yes. But as a general rule, if you can perform in the sports world, you'll be on. And if you don't, you're off. In the business world, you could be a great performer who still can't get on because you lack relationships or have poor relationships. And you could be a poor performer or a mediocre performer who's always on because you have great relationships. Again, you don't learn that playing sports. And you make enough enemies in the business world, they will do everything they can to either make you look bad or completely shut you out of the game. Again, you saw this happen to Donald Trump. Again, regardless of your opinion of the guy, I think we can all agree that he had many enemies and they did all they could to make him look bad. Again, no matter how you feel about him, I don't think anyone can disagree with that. That was a relationship. The business world is based on relationships and government is business. It wasn't supposed to be business, but it's become business. Different conversation for a different day. In the business world, relationships get things done and they enhance whatever skill you have. So even if you're mediocre, if you have good relationships, people start to look at you as if you're good, even though you're not. And in the business world, if you're great already and you have great relationships, you become a superstar. So if you feel like you're great, but you're not a superstar, it's because you don't quite have the relationships that you need yet. So you just need to do a little bit more selling. In the business world, you cannot outwork a shitty personality. I want to repeat that statement. I want to make sure you heard me. In the business world, you cannot outwork a shitty personality. You cannot outwork poor relationships. Now, you can outwork a lack of relationship. So if nobody knows you, you can do the work and get people to know you. That you can solve. Now, if you have bad relationships, meaning people have a negative opinion of you, all right, now you got a huge uphill climb to climb. And who knows, maybe you might not even want that climb. Maybe you'll just lean into the fact that people aren't feeling you and say, well, forget it. I'm just go this way. I mean, Trump did it. It worked for him to some extent. Now, if you have zero relationships, nobody knows who you are. Now, you can do something about that very easily. I mean, simply, let's say. Let's not even call it easy. We'll say it's simple. You can be an asshole to some people in the business world as long as you have fans on the opposite end who like you just as much as other people hate you. And again, our former president, another great example of this. But being generally unliked is a bad strategy in the business world. That won't get you far. You could be generally unliked as an athlete. Doesn't matter. You're still going to do your thing. Because when you get on the court in the game, ain't nothing nobody can do it. Their opinions don't matter. In the sports world. In the business world, opinions matter a lot. And again, I don't know if I've never heard anybody really talk about this and break it down the way that I'm breaking it down. That's why I'm here. All right. That's why I'm in the game the way that I'm in the game. And since they don't look at me, I don't think I'm looked at generally as a superstar by the general world. So I got to do more work selling. I got to do more work and build more relationships. I don't think I have bad ones. I think there's some that don't exist that I need to make happen. So that's the assignment that I'm giving myself. All that being said, in the sports world, one last point here. Sports is a general meritocracy. And this is something that we're going to talk about as we go into tomorrow's episode. So I will leaving you with that cliffhanger. Let's recap today's topic. Today's topic, once again, the business tools and skills that they do not teach you in the sports world, and you cannot learn just by playing sports. While there are many tools that you get from playing sports that directly translate to the business world, there are many that do not. And today I'm explaining a few of them. Tomorrow I'm explaining a few more. Number one, the infrastructure. In the sports, all you had to do is show up and play is all set up for you. In the business world, all the marketing, sales, media facilities, audience, systems, strategy, support staff, all of that must be done by you. As an athlete, all of that is in place already. You don't have to think about it or worry about it. In the business world, you're responsible for all of it. And if you don't do it, it ain't happening. Point number two, doing the thing is not always the answer in the business world, or doing the thing better is not always the answer. In sports, if your team is losing and you score 20 points and next game you score 50 points, your team might win the next game. All you did was do the same thing, you just did it better. In the business world, doing the same thing and doing it better will not necessarily change your results at all unless you do some other things. There's an extra step you had to take in the business world that's called selling yourself and building the relationships. In the sports world, all you had to do was show up and play in the games. In the business world, you got to show up playing the games and let everybody know that you showed up. Let everybody know that you're playing the game. Let everybody know that there is a game that's actually happening. If you don't do that, nobody will know. Point number three, being an asshole is not necessarily a good strategy in the business world. Now, you can be an asshole to some people as long as you got some friends who like you just as much as those other people hate you. In the sports world, you could be a complete asshole to everybody. As long as you're a good performer, you still get paid, the team still wins, and everybody still gets benefit from it. In the business world, if you're an asshole, you could be really good, and people will do everything they can to shut you down because the business world is very, very based on relationships, know, like, and trust, and the sports world is based on performance. Those are two completely different things. Even though I'll tell you all the time, this is a performance-based business. Understand that you got to get into the business in order to get a chance to perform. And getting into the business in the business world is about people knowing you, liking you, and trusting you. It is about relationships. And we're going to go deeper into that when we move on in tomorrow's episode. So make sure you are tuned in. Work on your game. Dre, all day. Hey, this is Dre All Day. I'll tell you one more thing. I just opened up a new texting number where you can send me a text message directly to my phone, where every day I'm going to be answering questions by text to people who are listeners of this daily masterclass and podcast. That number is 305-384-6894. Once again, 305-384-6894. So what you'll do is send a text to that number. Just say hi. What I'm going to do is add you to my phone. It's going to send you a message where you can add me to your phone. And then we'll be able to have conversations directly. And through that number, I'm going to be sending out free swag, you know, free copies of my books, let you know about events I'll be doing, book signings, when I'm going to be in your local area, things like that. On top of that, every day I'm going to be sending you some of my favorite quotes, some of my favorite strategies, frameworks, things I do in business, things I've done in sports, and things that you can get for free only through people who are part of my texting community. So make sure you are sending a text to that number. The number is 305-384-6894. Once again, send me a text right now, 305-384-6894. Send me a text. Let's have that conversation started right now. Work on your game.